diatribe. State Representative Costa Howard attempts to justify House Bill 2827, written by and recorded by David E. Smith with a cold. Frustrated with persistent opposition to House Bill 2827, the Homeschool Registration Act, State Representative Tara Costa Howard from Lombard took approximately 3 minutes on Friday morning to gripe about why she isn't going to relent on pushing her bill. Listen to her personal point of privilege.
Representative Costa Howard is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Point of personal privilege.
Please speak your point.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wanted to, I rise today to talk about the Homeschool Act. The intention of everyone involved in this bill was to create new protections for children and families. It truly is a simple form that can protect families from those nosy neighbors. They can demonstrate best practices in homeschooling, things that they're already doing, keeping records of a child's progress, and the many different things that they can learn. But most important, it provides a tool to make sure children do not go dark and missing. We want to know they are okay. There is nothing in this bill that requires a curriculum. There is nothing in this bill that requires a mandate of vaccination. The truancy laws that are included in this bill are the exact same truancy laws that we have here in Illinois right now. And so does Virginia, and so does the state of Wisconsin. We know we still have work to do on this bill. And based on the comments in committee, I look forward to the specific language that was recommended by my colleagues on the other side of the aisle and was said in their press conference, protecting our children is a moral imperative. But finally, on a personal level, I am deeply sorry and disappointed that some people would use this as an opportunity to sow seeds of anger and fear by actively spreading misinformation to make people afraid rather than work together on the real issues. And that is to make sure children receive an education and that they don't disappear until tragedy strikes. Remember, Illinois is an outlier in this area. Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin. 38 states care enough about these kids to make sure they're okay. We are an outlier. To the victims who are out there, we see you, we hear you, and we will keep fighting for you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
She began her comments reasonably enough, explaining that the purpose and intent of this bill was to, quote, create new protections for children and families, end quote. She continued to explain that it is, quote, a simple form, end quote, that must be filled out by homeschool families. What she doesn't say is that this form must be filed annually with local school bureaucrats who may or may not initiate investigations and require detailed homeschool portfolios. Then in the very next sentence, Representative Costa Howard says the most important thing about House Bill 28, in her words, is that, quote, it provides a tool to make sure children do not go dark and missing. We want to know they're okay, end quote. Wait, what? There are hundreds, if not thousands, of students within the public school system that are not okay. In addition to the 20% chronic absentee rate across all grades in 2022 and 23 school year, that's 360,000 students. How about those 469 complaints from last year in which adults in the Chicago public schools sexually assaulted students? This problem isn't contained to Chicago. Just consider recent sexual misconduct allegations against suburban teachers in Naperville and Downers Grove. The problem is widespread and growing. As we pointed out in a previous post, we know that 1 in 10 children will be a victim of sexual misconduct by an adult in the government school system. That is approximately 5 million children nationwide, or 180,000 children here in Illinois. So what is being done about these horrific trends? Moreover, it's incumbent on the sponsors of House Bill 2827 to explain to us how a simple form, in their words, will protect homeschool children when they aren't even remotely able to protect the students within their own systems. Halfway through her short rant, Rep. Costa-Hauer gets louder and angrier, emphatically stating, as she has done on multiple occasions,
"Remember, Illinois is an outlier in this area. Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin."
What Representative Costa-Hauer doesn't understand is that for proponents of homeschooling, this list of states means there are 12 good, free states in the nation that are an example for the rest. Christian conservatives and freedom-loving Americans, in general, understand that the government regulations on homeschooling families are not the solution to the problems identified by the sponsor. Representative Costa-Hauer closes her rant with an emotional appeal, saying,
"To the victims who are out there, we see you, we hear you, and we will keep fighting for you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker."
If you are like me, it is very difficult to take her seriously when we consider the systematic problems of truancy and sexual misconduct against students in public schools in Illinois. If Representative Costa-Hauer and other co-sponsors of House Bill 2827 were serious about seeing, hearing, and fighting for victims, they would lead a charge and champion legislation to clean up the huge problems within public education. As it has been said before and is certainly true here, actions speak louder than words. As for the rest of us, let us pray, take action, and pray some more. Make sure you send a message to your state representative to ask him or her to oppose House Bill 2827. You may even want to kindly urge your legislator to get failing government schools in order and leave homeschoolers alone, especially since research suggests that homeschool students actually score higher on average than public school students.